This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. It is so good to be with you and to be able to bring you God's Word in this way. I feel honored and privileged every single time that I do this. Today we come to the end of this Daily Devotional special series on Psalm 91, and we arrive at the final verse of this psalm, and it says this: I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. Why will God reward them? Why will God reward you with a long life and give you his salvation? Why will he do that? I'll tell you. And to know, you need to go back to the very, very first verse. Because we believe that Moses wrote this psalm, and when he was writing it, he referred everything right back to the very first verse where it said, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord, he alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. Everything comes back to that, and we now see that if you make the Lord your God, your shelter, your resting place, if you live under his canopy, beloved, if you make that decision, or have made that decision, that you're going to live under his canopy, watch! I will reward them, in other words, I will reward you, says God, with a long life. And also, I will give you my salvation. That is so awesome. Let me tell you what salvation actually means from the dictionary. When you look in the dictionary, it says salvation, preservation, and or deliverance from harm. I'll say that again because it's so amazing. Preservation and or deliverance from harm. That is what salvation is, and that is why that word is used specifically in this psalm, I believe, because all this psalm is about is preservation and deliverance from any harm. It also says this, deliverance from sin and its consequences brought about by faith in Jesus Christ. Actually, it says Christians believe that this is brought about by faith in Jesus Christ. And that is important. Deliverance from sin and its consequences brought about by faith in Jesus Christ. I'll tell you what we're going to do at the end of this word. We are going to ask the Lord God Almighty to give us his salvation once again. All of us, me included, we are going to ask Almighty God that. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. Now, the word I is there very clearly because in verse 14 it says, the Lord says, right there. And verse 14 and 15 and 16 all run together. So let's go back to 14 and see exactly what it says. Let's revisit it. It says, the Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. Do you love Almighty God? And I can hear you cry yes in a very, very loud voice. Do you remember the other day? We yelled at the top of our voices, I love you, Lord. I told Martin about that and he laughed. I said, because the meters went crazy. They went absolutely nuts as soon as I said that and as soon as I yelled it. I don't care though. I don't mind. Because I will declare it now. Lord God Almighty, I love you. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. Are you loving God and are you trusting in his name? We prayed about trust the other day. And I pray in Jesus' name that that has finally got right into your very depth, that you are now completely trusting Almighty God. You know, when things go wrong, as things have gone wrong over the last few days for Worship Radio 247, the website went down. We have no idea why, but the website went down and was not functioning. So we had loads of people working on that from all over the world. They were working on this situation. I believe they were directed by Almighty God. I spoke to somebody on the telephone and I was getting absolutely nowhere at all. And I remember 2 days ago, I rang Margaret, who is my PA in Scotland, and she's also the prayer coordinator. And I rang Margaret and I said to her, I don't know what's going on here, but I don't seem to be getting through to anybody. I don't seem to be getting anywhere. And she said, we need to pray. We need to pray that you speak to the right person. I was in the car at the time. I got back to the office and the first thing I did was to ring them again. And lo and behold, I spoke to the correct person who was able to help us and move us on with this problem. And that is why Worship Radio 247, the website, is back on and came on last night. And we give grace and glory to Almighty God for that. And then today, when I'm doing the live broadcast, all of a sudden the quality is going up and down and up and down. I won't go into the technical details, but at some stage the quality was so bad that people were turning off the radio. Obviously they were, because it wasn't good. We had to figure out what was going on. Martin was working on the other end of the phone, and we figured it out. Because I believe God gave us the knowledge to know what to do. When they call on me, says Almighty God, in verse 15, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. Oh boy, did we have some trouble. I will rescue and honor them. Do you understand? The Lord is going to rescue you and he is going to honor you. And I referred that right back to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter and verse 4, where God Almighty says to you, you are precious to me, you are honored, and I love you. You are precious to me, you are honored, and I love you. And once again, we see this wonderful word, honor. I will rescue and honor those who say, I love you, Lord, and trust in his name. And now we see in the final verse, I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. God Almighty is saying to you today, right now, I am going to give you my salvation if you want it. And that salvation is a preservation and a deliverance from any harm coming to you. That is what the salvation is. Deliverance from sin and its consequences. Think about that for a second. Deliverance from any sin in your life and the consequences that that sin might have had in your life, that is gone. And it's washed away by the blood of the Lamb and by our Lord Jesus Christ. And it is backed up with this wonderful scripture, Psalm 91 and the 16th chapter. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. Oh Lord, you are magnificent. You are incredible. We declare now in Jesus' name that we love you and we adore you. And Father, I am saying this on behalf of those who are listening to this broadcast right now, that we trust in your name. We trust in the name of the Lord. We trust in the name of Jesus. And we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he rose from the dead on the third day and was resurrected. And he is now seated at the right hand of you, Father God. Beloved, I want you to pray with me now. Just say these words. Heavenly Father, thank you for saving me. We love you, Lord, and we adore you. And Lord, we declare now that we trust in your name. Lord God, we are asking, I am asking for your salvation, for your preservation and your deliverance from harm, for your deliverance from sin and its consequences. Because of our faith and our love for your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus, come into my heart right now, afresh, anew, and make me a new person. And I will follow you for the rest of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done in my life. Amen and amen. Beloved, that is fantastic. Thank you so much. And I'd love to hear from you. I would love you to send me an email. And I'd love you to send it to this address, studio@worshipradio247.org. That email address, studio@worshipradio247.org. And I'd just like you to say, it was me.